It's good to be here tonight in God's presence. I'll tell you what, I had a time at home before I came. I was in the shower and I was a singing, I was a shouting in the shower. That's the truth. And I got out and got my hair combed and got dressed up and everything, went back there in my study and sat there in my recliner and pulled out my notes and the precious word of God. And I tell you what, began to study and Holy Ghost came on me again. I just, oh man, I pulled my glasses off and just raised my hands like this. Tears just a flowing, the sweet Holy Ghost just a flowing. I tell you what, there ain't nothing in the world like the joy of the Lord. Ain't you glad? God can put gladness right down in your heart. He can give you joy in times like this. A lot of people's lost hope. They don't want to live anymore. They can't hardly face another tomorrow. They dread to go to bed of a night, and when the next morning rolls around, they make their get out of bed and they're living in misery, feel like nothing is going right, you know, and everything is crashing down on them in the world. But I tell you, I was like that a long time ago. I was 20 years of age when I came to the Lord. I didn't want to live either, and I thought that I'd just take my life. Might as well just end it all, you know. I had nothing to live for. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares about me. Oh, thank God that somebody does. Hallelujah. And His name is Jesus. Glory to God. How much did He love me? He loved me so much He left the glory world and came down from heaven. And He went to an old rugged cross. And He laid His life down on the wooden cross. And they said, "You don't take my life from me, but I give my life for you." Who in the world would give their life for somebody like me? Jesus did. Hallelujah. Ain't you glad that He looked beyond your faults and saw your need? He saw me in my misery. He saw me in my sin. He saw the drugs that I was taking. He saw the alcohol that I was consuming. But I had a praying mommy and a praying church that got a hold of the Lord. An old time Holy Ghost conviction began to draw my heart. And the love of God came down and I felt something I had never felt in my life as 20 years of age. When the Lord reached out and He began to call me and He spoke my name. I tell you, I've had my mommy to speak my name many a time when I was a little child, and she'd take me into her arms because she loved me. But nobody can call you like God can. I said, nobody can speak your name like Jesus can. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." Hallelujah. "And I'll give you rest for your soul. If you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out, but I will receive you and be a father unto you. I'll make you my child. I'll wash you in my blood. I'll save you." That's why Jesus came. He came to seek that which was lost. Raise your little hand and praise Him. You're here in this building and God knows you and He sees you. He cares about you. Oh, sweet Holy Ghost, slip your little hands up. Somebody loves me. Somebody loves me. Yes, they do. Went to that old rugged cross to die for my sins. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord's a reaching here tonight. You're here by no accident. You came through those glass doors. God saw your eternal soul. And God looks right out in the future. And He don't want anything to happen to you. I'm telling you, there's a heaven to gain. And there's a hell to shun. And you must be born again. You got to have a new birth on the inside of your heart. Listen, when I came to the Lord, I came and I bowed down in an old altar of prayer. And I said, "Lord, I don't want to live any longer. I've gone as far as I can go. I can't live like this anymore. Would you have mercy upon me?" And I bowed and I said, "Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home." And Jesus reached down. I said, "Jesus, reach down out of this drug addict and save me." Woo. Nobody can do that but the Lord. I said, nobody can do that but the Lord. He can break every chain in your life. He can remove every fetter and every rope off of you. Glory to God. He can reach right down into your heart and make you brand new if you'll call on Him tonight. Woo! Jesus, Lord, we love you. We praise you here tonight. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, you want to turn right fast with me. Psalms chapter 61. Psalms 61. And let's look at verse 1. Hallelujah. Oh, God. What do you do when you're in trouble? Who do you go to? What will you do when you're hurting? Who can you really go to? Somebody that can really help you. Somebody that really understands you. Who can you go to? Woo! Hey, God. Hear my cry. Oh, God. Listen, David's in trouble. Have you ever been there? I'm in trouble. Hear my cry, oh God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. Are you overwhelmed tonight? Are you hurting tonight? Are you living in misery tonight? Do you need help tonight? Oh, God, God loves you and He's reaching to you. Is your heart within you overwhelmed? Overwhelmed means to be completely covered over with worries and fears and cares and troubles, and they're so heavy on you that you're submerged under the load that you can't even breathe or go on. Your heart is crushed by the heavy load. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. David felt like he'd got to the very end of the rope. He felt like, oh, that he needed the Lord. He said, Lord, I'm down here in trouble. I'm right at the end of earth, right in the end of it, and I need you. He said, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Hallelujah. How many knows He'll take your hand and He'll lead you? There's safety in the rock. There's safety. There's safety. Come on. Who's the rock tonight? Jesus is the rock. Oh, all other ground, listen, is shifting, sinking sand. But upon Christ, the solid rock, you can stand. You don't have to go down. Whew. Brother Ron sung that song earlier. He saw me when I was, the waves was pulling me out to deep. The waves of slumber. Oh God, I was dying. When a hand from out of nowhere reached down and got a hold of mine. He got a hold of mine. Why don't we, when we're in trouble, reach up to Jesus and believe in Him. Say, here's my hand, God, would you take it and pull me up out of this mess? Raise your little hand right now. Everybody in the building, glory to God. Here I am, Lord. I'm reaching to you. I feel like I'm at the end. Nothing to live for. No hope for tomorrow. No hope for the future. Here's my hand. Come on. Jesus, I know that you love me. I know that you died for me. He'll take your hand. He'll lift you up out of a horrible pit. Give Him a wave offering. God still delivers. He still saves. He still answers. Glory. From the end of the earth. Have you reached your end? Have you reached your end? Have you reached your end? Holy, oh God, the Holy Ghost is a dealing. He's speaking. Jesus is speaking. Holy. Hey, David cries. Oh, Lord, listen now. Chapter 62 and verse 1. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. David is a saying, Lord, I can't do it on my own.
Come on now. I can't do it on my own. I can't change my heart. Brother Tom, I can't change my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can't take the red royal blood and wash my own self. It takes Jesus to wash you and cleanse you. God, I can't save myself. I can't change my life. I can't put a new heart down on the inside. Holy God. But I know somebody that can. Glory to God. He said, from Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. Listen what David said in the original Hebrew. He said, I shall not be greatly moved. Oh, great. What are you saying, David? God is the rock of my salvation. I cannot and will not be greatly shaken enough to cause me to slip and go down. Devil, you cannot remove me. The world around me may be a collapsing and trembling. It may be a shaking. The whole earth is a trembling under sin. Hallelujah, sinner. Can I tell you, you may be reeling and you may be a staggering and about ready to fall. But can I tell you that God can reach down and save you, and you can say to the devil, I don't have to die and go to hell. Hallelujah. Woo. Holy, 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 holy Lord, holy. Nothing. Come on. We get to a place in our life that there's nothing that we can hold on to. And we're going down, and we know we're going down. Have no place to run and hide and be safe. Have no real refuge and nothing solid to hold on to. Oh God, like a cottage when the storm comes and it carries it away with the winds and the flood. But we have an anchor and it's in Jesus. Glory to God. Raise your little hand. When I have nothing. I said, when I have nothing, I can't change the situation, but God can. I said, God can do it. God can save. True. Oh, God, we praise you. I've got a whole bunch of notes, but I'm going to do what I feel. Moses said to the Lord when God called him. Moses said, God said, I saw your miracles down in Egypt. I saw your might and your power. Listen, friend, you can look out and you can watch the sun come up in the morning. Who put it in the sky? When that beautiful sun begins to set and the orange glow from the clouds, who made the sun? That breeze that comes into your face, who put the wind here for us? Come on, who put the breath inside of you? Moses said, Lord, said, I've seen your miracles in the land of Egypt. I saw your judgments against the gods in Egypt. Nobody could do that but you. Lord, I stood there at the Red Sea when they wouldn't know way possible that I could cross those deep waters. The whole children of Israel was looking to me. I couldn't do it. God, it was you that parted the waters and brought us across. Listen. Moses said to God, said, God, I beseech thee, if I have found grace in your sight, would you show me your glory? Come on. I've seen the witness of your power. I look at your creation and realize it takes a mighty God for this creation. Would you now show me your glory? Whew. God spoke back to Moses and said, Moses, you can't look upon my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, take notice, Moses, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand up on a rock. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand and thou shalt see my back parts. but my face shall not be seen. And the Lord came down, listen, and the Lord descended down in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and put him inside of that cleft of the rock. Moses is back inside of that rock, a place of refuge. And God passed by. Listen, God is speaking. He passed by and he proclaimed the Lord. God is speaking. The Lord God. I'm the Lord God. Merciful and gracious, long suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. Raise your little hand. He's a passing by tonight and he's saying, I got mercy and I've got grace. I'm long suffering. It's not my will for the devil to destroy you. Raise your little hand. I don't want to be destroyed. Lord, I want to be like David. My God, would you lead me to that rock that is higher than I need a refuge. I need a shelter. I need security. Hallelujah. Blessed Lord. Oh God. What will you do tonight? What will you do? I've come this far, Lord. What now? God's a deal in here. Did you know that? Praise you, Lord. Nobody's ever heard the story about the Rock of Ages. Who wrote this story? Who wrote the song Rock of Ages? Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Rock of Ages. How many need some solid ground tonight? Do you? You don't want to fall, do you? You don't want to go down. You don't want the sand to swallow you up. No, you don't. But you need Jesus. He can pull you right into his arms. There's no rock like him. He's solid. The world's shaky. People's lives are shaky. The devil's a wooling with them. He's shaking them. They can't stand. They have nothing to live for. Slip your little hand one more time. Jesus, 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 it's you, Lord, that I need. It's you that I need, God. I know you love me. I know you love me. You brought me in here tonight because you love me and you want to save me. I've got an eternal soul, Lord, and I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Oh, God. Rock of Ages was written by Augustus Toplady 258 years ago, back in 1762. Augustus was a preacher, a traveling minister. The words of this song came to him in the middle of a raging storm. You ever been in a storm? While he was traveling along a rocky gorge in Burrington, England, a fierce storm swept in. And Augustus ran and found refuge back inside of a cleft of one of the rocks. As the lightning flashed, and while he was sheltered in that cleft back in the rock and the thunder rolled, the words to Rock of Ages came to him, and he wrote it by inspiration. Would you stand here tonight? I ain't going to go on with this. I tell you what, I feel his wonderful spirit. Is there a rock for me? You better believe there is. Is there a place of security for me? Yes, there is. Is there a place, preacher, that I can go and find peace for my soul? Yes, there is. Would you like to do that tonight? Would you like to call on the Lord? Do you need him more than anything? Do you need him? And the next question is, do you want him? Do you really want him? The Lord can set free. He can save. He can cleanse. He can wash you. He can change your heart. He can touch your mind. He can give you a brand new mind and a brand new heart. How about it? How about it? Let's call on God right now. Church, let's pray. Let's pray here tonight. Ask God to move. Touch in every need, every soul. God, we pray. Divine Holy Ghost, would you come to Jesus? God's a reaching to you. There's a place of refuge. There's a place of shelter. In the midst of a storm, the lightnings are flashing. Yes, it is. The thunders are rolling. Come on. I need the Lord. Would you come and pray? If you'll come up here tonight to this altar, be like I was. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. And ask Jesus to help you. Glory to God. Come on, right here. Right here. Oh, Jesus. Precious.
Who's that?